I'm Brandi Taylor with Sonic 102.9, and we are so happy to have former Sonic Band of the Month Zurbin in town to play a show tonight. Jason and Peter are here, and I hear some congratulations are in order. You just booked some dates with some pretty cool bands.
Yeah, we have some sick stuff coming up in the next couple months, and summer, some rad festivals and stuff, so we're pretty excited.
Well, first of all, Congos, they have like the number one alternative song in North America right now. You're playing a couple shows with them. How did that happen?
We've got a really rad booking agent who made stuff happen for us.
And then Panic at the Disco in plain white tees?
I know. That's actually just really funny. I don't know. Peter, you talk about it.
It'll be interesting.
We're doing an acoustic set
that kinda,
to start the night off, so...
When they called you about that show, were you like, did I time warp into 2003 while I was sleeping?
I did a throwback, because the only Plain White Tees song we know is, you know, Hey There, Delilah. I never really listened to the punk. I never had a punk phase in my life, so.
That's how you guys should introduce yourself when you meet. Hi, I'm in Zurbin. I only know one of your songs.
I've never had a punk phase.
So when opportunities like that come up, do they just like call you up and say, so how about touring with this band or this band? Or do you see tours that are coming up and say like, how can I get on that?
Yeah, well, we're always, we got a rad team of people who kind of work to get us places and get us heard and opportunities. And the Panic at the Disco came. We've just started to play a little bit more in the States, and, you know, we're excited about America and that market. And we started working with this college booking agent, and I literally think it was just like a random email that we received. It was like, hey, we got you this show at opening at this college for these guys. Well, okay, we'll do it. We'll fly down.
So. All this to say, we have a really stellar team.
So you guys were Band of the Month, so I don't know if everybody in Edmonton knows.
Vintage
you don't
Band of the Month.
You don't live here anymore.
Well,
you
Peter
left
does.
Us.
Peter does.
Peter, you still live here?
Yeah.
Kind of half time.
I'm back and forth between Victoria and Edmonton. It's a bit of a split up, but...
So how does that work when you're in a band and you guys write most of the songs together, right? So how does that work when you're not in the same place?
It's very expensive.
It's a lot more flying, a lot more driving, but we make it work. It's kind of nice because when we're not doing stuff, it's off time, you know, and it's time apart. Because when you do music, like, we just do everything together, and it's, you know, we even live in the same house and stuff, so it's... It's all or nothing, so it's nice to have a break every once in a while.
So, Jason, you're gone. Do you miss us?
You know, I'll tell you about my moments of nostalgia for Edmonton. Last fall, I had a moment where I missed all my friends, and I missed the downtown area, and I missed fires. You know, the feeling of fall in Edmonton. And then every once in a while, I just, like, see the bridges of Edmonton in my subconscious for whatever reason. And I think a fondness towards the city. It's, for whatever reason, it's like the bridges. It's like they pull me back.
And then you remember minus 40, and then you're okay with living in Victoria?
Oh, geez, yeah. And then I go outside and go to the ocean and, you know, go to 37 different boutique coffee shops in the same day.
So when are we going to hear this thing? Because you came and played a show a little while ago, and you handed out the EP, and then you played all of these really fantastic new songs that weren't on the EP. And you were like, these songs are going to be on the full length, guys. Coming soon. And every day I check the internet, and there's no full length.
Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just for whatever reason, it takes some time. But we're really excited about these songs. Even more excited. We've written more since the ones that you guys have heard. A lot of them with Pete and I just, like, both starting from scratch together, which was something that was new for us, and I'm really excited about that. We're right now planning on having it happen in August/September, the release of the record. But every time a big tour comes up, we kind of like, oh, we need to keep making things happen, so the record gets pushed back a little bit. But we're working on it. We've got a lot of it done, and... We've got a new single that's going to be coming out right away. Some guy who mixed Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake is going to mix it. So.
Oh, that's super cool.
So that's pretty cool.
And you've got a music video coming out soon for one of the songs off of the EP, right?
Yeah, we just dropped the music video that we self-produced ourselves for our latest kind of folky single, not really a single song called Lift.
Thanks for stopping in, guys. We miss
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
And keep checking back at sonic1029.com for more on Zurbin.